Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. In the studios this hour, Amy Ruff, she's running for Macon County Clerk, plus we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our countdown to opening day with Heinkels. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, we were joking about all of the money that's being spent during this primary season. I went down to the mailbox, and looky here. There's another book from Jeannie Ives. This now, honest to God, I think I have gotten 9 of these in the mail. How effective would she be as governor? She can't even figure out, you know, a mailing list.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is, unless there's another book.
Uh-oh.
Nope. There you go.
There it is.
I don't know what they're spending on these, but I mean, just think about how many of these I'm getting in the mail. It is crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And by the way, they have $1.95 on the back of it. Like, I guess you would buy this at a bookstore or an airport or something.
Really?
It says $1.95. They had to put some value on it, I suppose. But yeah, I think I've gotten 9 of these now, home and at work, and all dressed to myself, in various different ways. How can you not purge a mailing list like this? This is when people promise to be like cost-effective, you know, leaders in government. You sort of have to kind of look at that kind of stuff.
Stuff like that. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome. Here we go.
Hey. And even 10.
There's another book.
You made double digits.
In the mail from Jeannie Ives. This is insane. There you go. There's officially 10. Ugh. And they're all addressed to me. One name. I mean, you would think, how hard is that to sort of figure out? I mean, I guess you got a work address and a home address, but that would be 2.
On the rolls, as you're looking down the program and the mailing list, wouldn't somebody go, hey, wait a minute.
And it comes with this one sheet that I've never read after hitting me 10 times. What a waste of money. Good morning and welcome. We're back here. I know everyone's tired of the ads and all of that. I get it. But there are some important decisions to be made on the ballot, which is your local office holders. And these people have a far greater impact on your day-to-day life than anything they do in Springfield or Washington, D.C. And on the 20th, there are plenty of those because Steve Bean is stepping down after, 20-plus years, because we have a treasurer's race. We have 3 longtime employees of the Macon County Sheriff's Office running for sheriff. There are some important decisions to make, and I'm glad that people step up to take these roles, because all too often you go and you pull a ticket and it's an unopposed race. It's just, here's your clerk, here's your treasurer, here's your state rep. And I am all about choices. So we welcome Amy Ruff to the studios today. She's running for Macon County Clerk. Amy, good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Why did you decide to step up and run? I guess is my first question. And I always want to ask politicians, what's wrong with you? Well, it's a tough decision, but why?
It is a tough decision, but I've been around Decatur for about 20 years. I've lived and worked here and volunteered here. And
you're from Wapella originally,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, born in Wapella, and then worked at the Clinton Nuclear Power Station for a time, and then worked at United Way as the AFL-CIO Community Services Liaison, and now I work for the Illinois AFL-CIO in Springfield.
Okay.
But I decided to step up just because public service has always been something that's really important to me. I currently serve as a Decatur Township Trustee. I've been very active with Get Out the Vote efforts and helping campaigns and people get elected. And when I heard that Steve Bean was retiring after 28 years, I knew that that's a very important office, and we needed somebody in there who was competent and who could really make sure that there was voter protections. And so that's why I stepped up and decided I would run.
All right. So we've only had, in the last 80 years, like 3 county clerks. I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean,
it is crazy.
Those who have been elected have served for a very long time, which is a testament to their competence and the trust that the voters have had in them, right?
Absolutely.
So are these big shoes to fill? I guess is the question. I mean, by all accounts, most people thought Steve did a pretty good job.
Right. Steve did an excellent job, and they are big shoes to fill, but I'm confident that I can fill them. And, Steve, for 28 years, he's done it. I think that's one thing about the county clerk's office that people really appreciate and maybe took for granted, that it was always done right. They never had any, major issues. Everything's run pretty smoothly there. And so that's why I decided to run, because I want to make sure that we have somebody in there, not just the you know, same old wheel that we've had back and forth running for any office that they could run for. But this is an important one, and I wanted to make sure that someone with experience and the competence could run that office.
So. Okay. So you decide to run, you step up, and what has the reaction been? What have you heard from folks as you're, you know, I guess you'll probably be marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade right. This weekend, but as you're knocking on doors and you're meeting people for the first time, not necessarily those who know you, but when you say, hey, I'm running, what do you hear from the folks out there?
I am getting a lot of support. I'm very excited about it. At first, I was a little nervous. I, you know, checked with a few people before I decided to run. But as I'm knocking on the doors, I'm getting a lot of support. People are really, interested in my background and how that relates to the county clerk's office, and have been very happy with the results that they've seen. So I'm really excited about the response that I've gotten to running for county clerk.
All right. So when it comes to, voting obviously is, the big thing that the county clerk's office takes care of.
Right.
Election day judges. Where are you on electronic voting versus paper ballots? I am a complete Luddite when it comes to this one area. I mean, I'm all about the technology everywhere else, but I still like having a paper ballot that I fill out and I put in that machine at the end of the run. Does that make me old-fashioned?
It does not. I also am the same way. I always get a paper ballot. But I am learning. I went in and had Steve kind of show me how the machines work. And they're both paper ballots. Once you put it in electronically, it prints out on paper, and then you get to look it over. And if you've made
so
a mistake,
if it does that, doesn't
it.
So I guess my question is, if you're printing something out on paper by voting electronically, what does it really say? How is that a cost savings?
I don't know about cost savings, because it takes paper in that machine too.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's basically at the end of the day, you still have a paper ballot.
Right.
Why not just have paper ballots?
Right. I think it probably tabulates it faster.
Yeah, but can we trust that?
I don't know. That's why I always use paper. But
yeah,
I guess
right?
As I get into the clerk's office, I'll learn that.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm being told every day. Every single day by every major, news network that the Russians hacked our election. I mean, if we truly believe that, should we be doing this? If that is true or believable, mm-hmm. Why would we be voting electronically?
I do not know. I always use paper. I think the millennials, they are more apt to use the digital.
Yeah.
And I think anybody probably over the age of 40 makes sure that they.
I guess so. I just think sometimes we tackle things for no reason.
Yeah.
I think there's things that we can worry about adapting technology to. This putting a mark on a piece of paper seems to have worked pretty well over the past 200 plus years. I don't know why we have to screw with that. But the problem with the county clerk's office, as with a lot of other offices, you get a lot of mandates from the state, though. I mean,
absolutely.
You've got to do this, you've got to do that, and they don't necessarily give you a way to pay for it, or you just got to figure it out.
Right. And that's something that, the good thing about, as I've been Decatur Township trustee, there's so many state statutes that we have to follow. And that's something that I've really kind of been in the practice of doing. I don't want to know what the attorney says. I want to read it myself and then get an interpretation, to make sure that we're doing it correctly. And it's very, it does have to be very accurate, and there are very specific rules. And so that's something that the clerk's office is responsible for.
Do we need so many people at the election polling places? I mean, it seems like you got to go through that whole line. There seems like if there's one way we could, I would think, save some costs, because you do have to pay these election judges,
right.
And it's tough to fill all those positions, right?
It is.
That we wouldn't necessarily need all of those people.
Well, by law, you really do.
But what do they all do?
Well, the election judges actually help you manage the machines. There's a lot of people that don't understand, even filling in the little circles, they don't understand what they're supposed to do. They don't understand sometimes that they're only supposed to vote for one candidate. And so,
yeah, I guess I'm just judges. All I'm going is with anecdotal evidence of just my voting circumstances.
Right.
I've never seen anybody actually get up like off one of those chairs and go to a place and help anybody. It just seems like a long line of people you have to go through. I'm just never quite sure. They're all very nice,
right.
Just not sure what it is they exactly do. I go to this one and they go, okay, go to the next one. I go to the next one. They go, okay, go to the next one. And if you have a hard time filling those people, I'm wondering what they all do.
Well, it's about checks and balances, basically. They need to make sure that you are who you say you are.
How do they do that?
Well, they pull you up on the computer, and your signature is there from when you registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So they match that signature with the signature that you sign on your ballot.
Okay.
They have a system that kind of pulls out if there's duplicates. I'm sure you've heard of the cross-check system that pulls out duplicates based on names, and they flag them, but there aren't that many that are flagged. But that's how they check. It's all about checks and balances, making sure your signatures match, making sure you are who you say you are, and that there's no voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't we want to show ID at the voting place? I mean, I know there's a big argument about that. I mean, if I want to cash a check or get on an airplane or do anything else in life, I mean, showing an ID is just a standard operating procedure. Why are we so adamantly against that when it comes to voting?
Well, there are a lot of people who don't have they don't have a driver's license. They don't have a state ID.
What do they do in life without any identification? I hear that a lot of people, but I don't know how they operate in life.
Yeah, I don't know how they do either, really. But it would be, you know, turning people away at the polls who are eligible and do have the right to vote.
Yeah, but do we know? I mean, do we have any sort of number attached to that? I mean, people will say a lot of people. Why not just make state IDs free? I mean, you know, like, you know, anybody could go to the DMV and get one and,
right.
and make it free. I'm willing to pay for that. I mean, you know, and I would just think that every other aspect in life, we have to kind of prove who we are. Now we're counting on a 92-year-old volunteer matching our signature on a computer they may or not be able to power up as keeping away any sort of fraud.
Right. Yeah. I understand that point. One thing that I am going to do, one of my goals as county clerk is I want to get young people to volunteer.
How do you do that?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways. I think the community college, the colleges, mm-hmm. we could talk to political science classes and things like that. High schools, I'd like to go into high schools and do mock elections and show them sample ballots and help them to understand what civic participation is and possibly get them to volunteer, maybe carrying ballots to the polls or something like that they could help us with.
Sure, get them involved.
Yeah, and then let them know, hey, if you want to make $100 on election day or $150, whatever
right.
it is, that you can come out. If they're 18 years old, they can...
$150 is a pretty good day.
It is a pretty good day.
All right. So what about beyond voting? You know, you have to take care of, you know, birth and death and marriage records. And is the office... Now, this is where I think we should be digital and you know, as quick as we can be. Is it modernized or is it still woefully sort of behind the times?
It is modernized. They do most of it on the computer now, but there are some of the older records that probably still need to be scanned and put in digitally so that if you're looking for, say, your grandparents' birth certificate from, you know, 1919, that you could search that. And they have a way of searching it, finding a location, but that we could get that digitally as well.
Okay. So what do you see as the main areas if you're elected? I mean, obviously you don't have an opponent in the primary
right.
next Tuesday, but in the general election, you're going to have an opponent because there's a couple of Republicans, and we'll see how that works out in the primary. But what do you see as the main areas where you'll have to sort of pick up where Steve left off and in ways you can improve the office?
Well, the main areas, of course, the election authority and the vital records and then also tax extensions and things like that. Some of the ways I would like to improve the office is the website. I think that needs to be updated and it needs to be more accessible where if I'm just kind of the average Joe that gets on the website and wants to order a death certificate, there should be a button there right on the front page that says vital records and you're at it.
Yeah, government doesn't necessarily translate to sort of really good websites
right,
for some reason.
Right, you have to navigate it.
Now, we do have, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, a new election a website that Steve shared with us.
Yes, and you can find a link to that with the story at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, like tallying the results
right, exactly.
As on election night. So you got to do all that, and then you got to do everything the state tells you, you know, which the mandates pile up on offices like the Macon County Clerk, and you got to do it on a budget because the county board, you know, from your,
right.
your service there is not doing really well financially. Do you find that daunting? I mean, you know, like here's all the list of things you have to do, and here's the very little money we're going to give you to do all of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and I don't know if daunting is the word, but it's definitely going to be a learning curve. And it's going to be something that I'm going to take very seriously. And from working on the Decatur Township, I know that, you know, we're bringing in less and less money and expected to provide those same vital services. And we've been effective in finding ways to cut dollars and do things.
Yeah.
I think I could do the same on the county board. I think, you know, some of the electronic stuff that we could do that would save staff time and stuff like that. But it is going to be a challenge. But it's a challenge that I'm up for and I have some experience with. And I'm looking forward to kind of rolling up my sleeves and getting in there and seeing what can be done.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you a question. I thought this was a typo when I was reading your bio. You come from a family of how many?
I am the youngest of 19 children.
19? I thought when it was your bio, not ours, and I thought, my God, is that how in the world is that possible?
It is. My mother is 94 years old. She's still alive on the farm in Wapella. I have 18 brothers and sisters, 10 boys.
No, you have field hands. Yeah. That's what those were.
Well, it is. Really, it is. One mom and dad.
Workforce.
And we lived on a farm.
That's that's a great story. Yeah. I thought, you know, surely that can't be right. All right, so you're the youngest.
I am the youngest.
Wow, what was that like?
It was awesome.
Could you even remember all their names?
Yes. You want me to name them?
Yes.
Okay, so there's Amy, David, Elizabeth, Doyle, Darryl,
this is like Goodwill Hunting.
Peggy, Millie, Loretta, Dottie, Dale, Rita, Dick, Mary, Durwood, Dwight, Dwayne, Danny, and Joanne.
My God, did you like remember it? I mean, did you have to like memorize it in
when
order?
When I was in like first grade and I could actually remember it, youngest to oldest, my mom actually baked a pie and said I got the first piece of pie out of it.
That's
so it was
absolutely
a big deal.
Amazing. Great stuff. All right, so you currently serve in township as a township trustee. Do we need townships? You know, I know this is a debate that rages on, like in Illinois. If you look at like Indiana or Missouri or just like anywhere around the border, like we have more units of government here in Illinois than any other state, right? I mean, and that's sort of not only just, you know, school districts, I mean, everything, you know, like we've got a ton. I think a lot of people would think it would make sense for, instead of having like 12 school districts, to have like Macon County North, Macon County South, Macon County East, Macon County West. Probably never going to happen. Do we need township government?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that township provides that is important, you know, the general assistance and things like that. But there are a lot of parts that are duplicated.
A lot of layers.
Yeah. I mean, like our road commissioner, for example, and I love Gary. He's great. But very small amount of roads. And most of the time we have to call the county to cover it. You know, when there's snow or anything like that, we don't own a snow plow.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, budgeted money to pay the county to come in and do that. So, you know, with arguments like that, it almost seems like.
I look at every list that, you know, Illinois is on, and we're always like on the, we're always top of the list. We don't want to be the top of. We're always on the bottom of the list. Like, you know, it's a 46th, I think, out of 50 states in like just taxes.
Yeah.
And that, not to say the township is wasting any money. It just seems like you kind of wonder, we're paying more taxes now than we ever have, and yet no one has any money, right? Whether it's the state, whether it's, you know, the county board. It's like, how is that possible?
Yeah, and I think that the county and you know, have looked at the township, and although it seems like it would be a big cost savings, you'd still have to have staff, you'd still have to manage the general assistance.
I don't have an answer. I'm just curious. I know this debate.
My buddy
Brian Smith will argue all day long,
in
favor of townships, and I don't quite get what all they do. All right, so how do folks get involved in your campaign if they want to volunteer or donate? Are you doing okay asking for money? That seems to be for me the hardest part.
Yeah,
of this
job. I am. I'm kind of I've done fundraising a lot through not-for-profits and through my job and through helping other campaigns. So, but I can always use more donations because I'd like to get an ad on WSOY.
Well, that, or you could make a book up. Like,
yeah, or I can write a book. That's
like 10 books out to everybody. All right, so how do they do that then?
Okay, so they can go to my website. It's www.amyforclerk.com. Or they can go to my Facebook page, and it's got all my contact information, my phone number, my email address, everything. Get in touch with me. You can come walk with me in the parade. Wear green, of course, and be silly. That's our goal. And
you should get all your brothers and sisters down. You'll have like an entire parade.
But, you know, unfortunately, people say, well, you could get elected just on your family, but none of them live in Macon County.
Don't.
They all live in DeWitt and further on. So,
all right, Facebook page or amyforclerk.com.
Yes.
All right. Amy, it's a great pleasure having you in. We'll
have you
in again towards the general election. We just want to make sure we get one pass of all the candidates so people can know what they're doing a week from tomorrow.
Right.
It's important. These local offices matter today. Still do.
They do.
All right, Amy Ruff. That's R-U-E-F-F, and it is Ruff. Right?
Yes,
not
correct.
Roof.
Right.
All right. Amy Ruff for County Clerk. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.